Anti-epileptic drugs are often prescribed to people with a brain tumor to prevent seizures. A group of researchers, led by Ivo Tremont-Lucatz from the Louisiana State University in New Orleans, in the United States, has reviewed the effects of these drugs.
Persons with brain tumors can have seizures. These seizures can happen before the diagnosis of a brain tumor or sometime after its diagnosis or treatment. The probability of a seizure depends on the kind of tumor and its location in the brain. A seizure can have devastating consequences: a more difficult post-operative course, the loss of a job, the loss of driving privileges, the restriction of outdoor and indoor activities, and even death. Seizures can be treated effectively with antiepileptic drugs, and there is no doubt that treatment is indicated after a seizure has occurred. Seizure prophylaxis, or seizure prevention, on the other hand, is the use of antiepileptic drugs in patients who are at some risk of seizures but have not had any yet. The American Academy of Neurology did not recommend the use of antiepileptic drugs for seizure prevention in patients with brain tumors because it did not find in a meta-analysis any evidence supporting such intervention. Yet, many persons with brain tumors around the world are put on seizure prophylaxis, suggesting that these guidelines have had little penetration, little dissemination, or that the medical community is resistant to change. We prepared this systematic review to answer two questions. First, in people with brain tumors, do antiepileptic drugs really prevent a seizure? And second, is seizure prophylaxis associated with more side effects? We were interested in the occurrence of a first seizure and in the appearance of side effects. We identified and included for the review 5 clinical trials with a random allocation that used placebo or observation as the control groups. All trials except one had a moderate to high risk of being biased, that is, had methodological flaws or errors that could influence the final results and the study conclusions. All participants with brain tumors were adults, and the drugs tested were phenytoin, phenobarbital, and valproic sodium, also known as valproic acid. In 404 patients, we found that the occurrence of a first seizure was the same between the group on seizure prophylaxis and the control group. People on seizure prophylaxis also had 6 times more side effects than those on placebo or under observation only. The main side effects reported were nausea and skin rash. In conclusion, the evidence does not support seizure prophylaxis using phenytoin, phenobarbital, or valproic sodium in adult patients with brain tumors. However, this conclusion is valid only for brain tumors in general and does not apply to specific tumor types, and it does not apply to other conditions in which seizure prophylaxis is used, such as intracranial hemorrhage or traumatic brain injuries. Besides, this conclusion does not apply to newer antiepileptics. On the other hand, it is clear that seizure prophylaxis is associated with more side effects. There is a need for trials with an innovative design in which adults and children with specific tumor types are treated with newer antiepileptics. Future trials should avoid using observation as a control group, as it undermines the validity of blinding and introduces bias in the study. In this design of a trial on seizure prophylaxis for brain tumors, a reduction in the seizure frequency or in the severity of seizures by 50% or more is a realistic outcome. This trial should include also the patient's global impression of change and other quality of life measures to better study the role of seizure prophylaxis in brain tumors.
To read the evidence supporting these conclusions about the management of patients with a brain tumor, check out the Cochrane Review at www.cochrane.org.